Soon-to-be ninth grader Draven Menard didn't choose to go to summer school.
I failed social studies, and my mom said that I should go to summer school, guessing kind of more as a punishment than like actual keeping up with classes, I guess.
It's the start of the second week of classes, and Menard acts low-key, almost apathetic. He says forced writing isn't his thing, but for this summer...
I like the writing class because it's actually, most of the stuff that they are covering is things that I don't mind writing about.
The topic, omnivore's dilemma. How do humans decide what to eat, especially in a world with factory farms, huge variety, and a changing food culture? 2 weeks later, Menard's apathetic front has trickled away. He's taken over editing the PowerPoint slides for a group presentation on the merits of genetically modified foods.
I've been the person that's just been going to each one and like rewriting them to sound better, I guess.
He's a hard worker.
That's his new friend, Edward Hazelton, chiming in at the end. They'd never met before this summer because they go to different schools.
I didn't know them. I just imposed upon their group of friends.
He's a good friend though, don't worry.
The students are a mix. Some are on the gifted track, others have individual learning plans, some just fly under the radar. But in summer school, it doesn't matter. Everyone has the same lessons, the same expectations. The class is working from the Young Readers edition of Michael Pollan's Omnivore's Dilemma, though some kids are sneaking in chapters of the adult version on the side. They're also reading articles that challenge Pollan's arguments. Teacher Aura Beattie says the material is sparking conversations.
And they don't always all agree with each other, but they're still talking and thinking about their world, and they're making connections about their world and how, their role in it.
Reading teacher Amanda Bruski is collaborating with Beattie. She says the high level of interest from the mixed-up group of kids is pulling the disengaged students into conversations because they see the value in what they're doing. They're also asking the students to read chapters from a college-level book about the history of uranium. Yeah, the radioactive material.
And I have kids who are nowhere near it, nowhere near that as far as their reading level, but they're so interested because the other kids are talking about it. I gotta know!
The two teachers say their high expectations are helping the kids take ownership over their work and their group presentations, though some students, like Hazelton, don't really realize it.
There's always the freeloaders, and then there's always the really hard workers, and then there's the middlemen.
Where do you fall?
In between middlemen and freeloaders.
But Menard, the self-appointed group leader, doesn't see Hazelton that way.
He does try, and we really appreciate it. He's a problem solver. He thinks of things that could help him do better work. And it's a good trait to have, I think.
Though the material is complicated, Menard thinks it's good for everyone to learn it.
I think everyone of every, like, variety can be in this class and actually learn something.
But some students, like Madison Hill, will never agree.
Would you take a class like this again?
No.
How come?
I actually don't like language arts, but
I'm the teacher.
I mean, I don't really have a problem with it. It's just like, it's not my thing.
Anchorage Middle School Summer Academy ends this week. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.